Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The highly acclaimed semi-autobiographical book, Freddie B, My Last Encounter with the Law, got me a trip for a one-year stay at a Department of Corrections facility by Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris, has received the Gold Seal of Excellence from the U.S. Review of Books. Yvonne believes Freddie B will open the eyes of young men and women that are consequences to the actions that enter our lives. Her hope the book will continue his ministry to others. His struggle may help parents realize, no matter how difficult, to find a way to break that wall of silence that teens frequently suffer. Many think their parents don't understand at all. Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris and her husband, Frederick Harris, reside in the suburbs of Indianapolis, Indiana. She holds an associate degree in business administration from the University of Indianapolis and a bachelor degree in general studies from Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. And Yvonne Stevens, Walton Harris, author of Freddie B, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Yvonne. Pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. Nice to be here.
This is such an important book that you've written because everybody in dealing with teenagers and teenagers dealing with adults go through some of the issues that are addressed in the book, Freddie B. Talk a little bit about the book, why you wrote it, and your background, why you decided this was an important story that you needed to tell.
All right. To have a child is truly a beautiful miracle. To lose a child is a devastating tragedy. I wrote this book about my only child, my son, Frederick Walton Harris Sr., as a tribute to him. I assembled the papers of his life and his journal entries from when he was incarcerated to give full meaning to his life for me, my family, and those of you who will read this book. These are his words, his insights, sometimes filled with anger, foul language, and sometimes filled with love. I now know that as a young child early in his life, he felt alone and felt that he needed someone to watch his back. It was a pseudo family, and he survived his environment by becoming a thug. Even though his father and I were right here every day, reaching out to him. Ironically, he survived the streets only to find out when he returned to us, his true family, that a cruel destiny awaited him at a high school friend's house one night. I wrote this book on the 10th anniversary of the passing of my son. He was caught in a domestic dispute between a friend and her former boyfriend, who simply did not accept the ending of their relationship. Freddie was shot and killed along with two other friends. Another friend was shot and survived. After grieving about the loss of my son, I never forgot about other young people going through rough times. I have helped take care of my grandchildren, Frederick Walton Harris Jr., his sister, Kiara Yvonne Harris, and I have been a Sunday school teacher. I have been a substitute teacher. And I have also been a junior achievement advisor.
It's an amazing background that you bring to this, and the perspective from a parent's perspective, from the actual thoughts and words of Freddie B. You bring all of that. So it can answer so many questions that people struggle with, the teenager, the young child in the relationship, the almost adult child in a relationship, and with parents. The book is Freddie B., My Last Encounter with the Law, got me a trip for a one-year stay at a Department of Corrections facility. The author is Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris. You'll find the book available at authorreputationpress.com, the publisher. The book is there. It's at Amazon, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was why was this important for you to write this book? It probably would have been easy to say, I can't go back and relive this. It's over. I have to deal with that. But you went back, you wrote this book, and the book now is helping so many people. Excellent reviews, because it's opening the doors to a thought process for so many people. Why was it so important for you to tell the story of Freddie B.?
After I went through the papers, my son had accumulated about his life and his journal entries from his incarceration. I read those papers 9 years after he passed away. And after I read them, I felt this information would help a lot of people. And that's why I wrote the book, Freddie B.
How did you come up with the title? The book title and the subtitle really say it all. How did you come up with the title for the book?
I would like to read a short poem for you.
Sure, please.
From the book that will tell you why I named it Freddie B. The poem is entitled, Who Am I? In the poem, he says, I'm not bad. I'm just misunderstood, unable to be comprehended. I can be soft and gentle, the sweetest thing you'd ever meet. But I can be crooked and real scandalous if you hoes are out to get me. But I'm human and have feelings, and make mistakes like everyone else. So why is it when I mess up, you come down so hard on me? Is it because I'm 17, young and black? Or is it because I'm Freddie B? I choose to live my life for me, not for none of you. All you need to know is that I'm Fred B. till I die. That's the answer to your question. And that's why I named the book Freddie B.
There's so much there that you touched on in that beautiful poem that is from the book Freddie B. Our guest is the author Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris. Book available Amazon, the usual places, authorreputationpress.com. And we've got all that on our website. So if you're traveling and can't remember all of that information, we will have that for you. Click and you go directly to information on buying the book. Yvonne, what do you hope people will learn from your story, parents as well as young people, teenagers?
I would like to say, for every action, there's a reaction. If you do something wrong, you will be punished. And if you do something right, you will be rewarded. In Freddie's case, he had done something wrong and needed to be punished. And although it wasn't fun nor great for him to be locked up, he needed it. And he took responsibility for his actions by changing. Experience is one of the best teachers in life. And he had learned a lot after the year he spent at North Central Juvenile Correctional Center in Logansport, Indiana. Incarceration is an experience and feeling no one would want to ever go through.
How do you hope that this book, Freddie B., will affect lives? Because it will. You'll read the story and you will learn. It will be valuable, again, as I keep saying, for a teenager or for a parent. How do you hope it will affect the lives of the reader?
You touched on it earlier, Rick, and I would like to repeat. I believe Freddie B. will open the eyes of young men and women. There are consequences to your actions in life. I hope this book will continue his ministry to others. His struggle may help parents realize no matter how difficult to find a way to reach out to their teens when their teens don't think their parents understand.
How difficult was it for you in writing this, in going through Freddie's notes and putting this together, and from your perspective and knowing firsthand what was going on, what was it like for you to write this book, Freddie B.?
I found it difficult because, as I said, it took me 9 years before I actually read his notes that he had accumulated about his life and his journal entries from being incarcerated. And once I did, I felt it would help others.
And that book is doing just that. The book is Freddie B., My Last Encounter with the Law, got me a trip for a one-year stay at a Department of Corrections facility. The author is Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris. Book available all of the usual places. Link on our website, also at authorreputationpress.com. What did you learn in writing this book, going back through papers, and I'm certainly reliving some of these moments. What was it like for you in reliving all of these things? What did you learn from it?
I learned things he had done that I didn't know he had done. It gave me an education about his earlier life. And I felt that everything I had tried to do for him had not failed him completely.
What other theme is in the book? We've touched on several. Are there other themes that you have in Freddie B. that you hope as a reader we understand and we take away and apply in our real lives?
We took Freddie B. to Sunday school and church from conception to the age of 15, when he strayed away from his Christian membership. He was baptized at age 6 and gave his life to Christ. After being incarcerated, he felt that he had a testimony to give about Christ. He formed a ministry with other youth offenders at North Central Juvenile Correctional Center, and it helped them stand the trial that they were enduring. I feel that Christianity is what is needed in our country today to help stop some of the crime that is going on. After Freddie left Logansport, he was a changed person and model citizen.
And his legacy lives on through this ministry. I mentioned that briefly in the beginning, but those words take on such significance now in understanding the full story. His ministry does live on in Freddie B, doesn't it?
Yes. And I hope more people will buy it and read it and get the message.
If someone says, why would I read this book? And I preface that by saying, this is not some psychologist who's talking in abstract terms about relationships between parents and children and what a teenager goes through. This is firsthand, the thoughts written down of the teenager. You've got the parents' thoughts as well, their perspective written, put together, compiled, compiled by the parent. Why should someone read this book? Because it is a unique perspective, isn't it?
Yes. Freddie B is an exciting and indescribable read. It has lots of action, even romance, and adventure. Freddie B wrote several poems in the book. He writes about his poetic destiny. He also tells about the wisdom and knowledge he gained while being locked up in Logansport. Freddie B gives a Black teenager's perspective on life. It is critically acclaimed by the United States Review of Books. That's the highest rating one can receive.
Yeah, the Gold Seal of Excellence, that is a very prestigious designation. Not that many books receive it, and Yvonne's book has received that from the U.S. Review of Books. The book is Freddie V. Yvonne Stevens, Walton Harris, our guest. A couple minutes left in the program. What has this been like for you? How do you measure success in writing this book? It's, I'm sure, not necessarily in terms of how many books are sold, but who they're sold to and the impact that they make on the reader's life. How do you measure your success in writing Freddie B?
I measure it in my son's eyesight. In the book, he writes a poem, Mom of Mom, in which he calls me a success. And in another poem in the book he wrote, he calls me a princess and a Black queen.
It's amazing. And this is all in Yvonne's book, Freddie B. It's a must-read book. Will give you a unique perspective. I've got a few minutes left here. This writing, you do very well. You received a prestigious award for your writing from the Department of Afro Studies at IUPUI. Did you ever think you'd be writing a book, and are you thinking about something else? Because you've done a remarkable job with Freddie B.
Well, at this point, I haven't anything else planned, but if anything else comes up that is as vital to me as Freddie B was, I will write again. But I'd like to also say, Freddie B is being prepared to be printed in hardback and also translated into Spanish.
Wonderful.
For European audiences. It is can be obtained on Kindle at Amazon, and of course, softback at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. But the one new achievement going on with Freddie B is that it is being written into a movie script, which is something coming up in the future.
Such exciting news. And again, the legacy of Freddie B lives on with Yvonne's book. Yvonne Stevens, Walton Harris, our our guest on the program. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. You mentioned your association with the church, which goes back to like 1960. You've been involved actively with the church, Sunday school there, president of the missionary ministry. Talk about the importance of that and that foundation and what that meant to you as you were going through the tough times with Freddie B.
It was only with God's help that my husband and I survived my son's teenage years. We actually lived through him with gang banging, shooting, burglarizing, and all of the criminal deeds he got involved in at that time. And we were right there with him every day, talking to him, trying to lead him into other activities that were constructive. And of course, after the year he spent being locked up, he had learned a lot and became a changed person and model citizen. He went to college. He worked 3 jobs to take care of his children. And he went on doing well in life.
And that lives on in the book. And to this day, Yvonne is an advocate for children, continues to be. Certainly a measure of that is the book that she's written, Freddie B., My Last Encounter with the Law, got me a trip for a 1-year stay at a Department of Corrections facility. Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris. She mentioned book will be soon available in Spanish, the different forms, the Kindle, the hardcover, the soft cover as well, possibility of a movie, which would be excellent. All of this you'll find at Amazon. Look for a book there at Barnes & Noble. The publisher, authorreputationpress.com, and we've got all that on our website. Yvonne, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Freddie B. It's a remarkable story that's helping so many families all across the country and soon to be expanded to other countries as well. That's great news. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure to be able to talk with Yvonne Stevens Walton Harris. The book is Freddie B. You can find it basically wherever books are sold, and of course information on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.